This is Craig Smith checking in from Salt Lake City in Utah in the United States for day three of Agile 2011, and once again a very busy day. Lots of sessions going on. Here are some of the ones that I got to sample in. Kicking off the day was Dean Leffingwell. He's the author of a number of books, including one called Scaling Software Agility, which was the name of his talk. That was written back in 2006, and he said the world's changed since then, so he's recently written a new book called Agile Software Requirements, which is probably a little badly named because it's really about portfolio management. Now, he had a bunch of points. Some of those I'll just cover for you now. So he had a point that not everything should be a user story. They're a very good thing, but at enterprise level, you have large amount of stories, but how do you reason about them and get a context? So he's suggesting we need an additional level of planning, which is features. Those features should fit into potentially shippable increments because we need to ship them. Past that, he suggested that maybe we need epics. Not something I'm totally of agreement there in the naming, but I get his point, because features are too fine-grained at the enterprise level, so epics, in his view, are something that you talk about at the executive level to make sure that you actually understand what is happening in your system. His second point was to think agile programs, not just agile teams, because we have lots of teams in the enterprise. He talks about something called the release train, and he's got diagrams for that which are worth taking a look at. He talks about the fact that essentially in software we always miss dates, so the whole way that we estimate is clearly broken, which is something we've always knew, but I guess he brings that out. He also made the mention of the fact that if you do have multiple teams, the slowest component is always going to drag the chain, but your sprint should always be the same length and you should have a regular system-wide integration. And the pacemaker is release planning, so at that higher release level you should probably do that across all of your teams, but regardless, allowing a full day or two within there. You then use a Scrum framework, your sprints inside that level. He talked about enterprise system requiring intentional architecture, really just saying that the architect needs to be part of the team to succeed, but the team owns the design of the system, so therefore the architecture has to be in there. He also had a bit of a chat about the portfolio management office, the PMO, and that they need to be agile as well. In fact, his comment was that they are the mothership of all impediments. Again, reminding us that the team manages the project, not the traditional PMBOK manager, not the PMO, and that people at the PMO really need to move from milestones to fact-based governance because we don't cheat and lie on agile. And he prefers to use the term PSI, potentially shippable increments, rather than milestones. And lastly, that they need to drive the behaviours to be successful. And his last point was that your enterprise can be no leaner than your executive's thinking, so you need to turn them into leaders. And he gave the chicken and pigs analogy, where we think of them as chickens because they're uncool, but they're actually pigs because they really actually have a lot to do with the way the organisation goes forward. And again, that managers must lead, they need to have respect for people, and that they really need to be trained in lean thinking. And when they get lean, then they get agile. Second session of the day I saw was from a guy named Carl Nettleson. He was really doing a talk, or a tutorial more so, based on Dan Rome's book from a couple of years ago called The Back of the Napkin, which is something that I've always wanted to read, but it's kind of just sitting in the big pile of books that I wanted to get through. So if you're not familiar with the work, there's six types of business problems that he sets out: the who and the what, the how much, the when, the where, the how, and the why. And those things help you focus on the types of problem you're trying to solve within an exercise, which is quite interesting, with some interesting diagrams to figure out where things went. Based on from that, there's four steps to visual thinking, which is to look, see, imagine, and show. And what the whole point of this really is the fact that diagrams are a really good way to engage your audience, to get them to understand what's going on. So they tell a story and involve the audience in that story. So if you've ever sort of stood around a whiteboard and did planning, you kind of get that idea. I had my own session after lunch on today with Greg Smith, who is the author of the Becoming Agile book. Our session was called Agile 2.0, Rebooting a Raccoon in an Imperfect World. I had a good crowd on hand for that, and that was an interesting session to do. And then the last session of the day that I attended was by Patrick Kuehr, who I know very well from his blog. He was talking about effective feedback, and really talking about the fact that effective feedback should strengthen our confidence, improve our effectiveness. He had something interesting where he linked it to the retrospective prime directive, in that because essentially in lean, 99% of our behaviours are driven by the system, then you know, people are driven by the situation at hand, which was, you know, something quite interesting. So he had a bit of a formula to be specific on time frames, to make sure it's your observed behaviour, to make sure that you understand perceived impact, to give someone a recommendation or a suggested solution, to make it a conversation, to give you feedback early, and to create safety by asking people, for example, if it's a good time. And then if you're the receiver, obviously seek clarifications, say thanks for feedback, and obviously to take action on that feedback. And of course the rest of the day was really, you know, walking the corridors, talking to different people. I hopped into the Agile Jam area for a little bit and spoke to a couple of people there as well, so an action-packed full day. Kicked off at the end of the day by dinner at the end, which was good to catch up with again some old people I haven't seen for a while. So that's day 3 at Agile 2011. I'll catch you tomorrow with some more insights. Catch you then.